Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to tonight's program. We're so excited you've decided to join us, of course. So thank you for that. Now, we've got a packed program ahead of you today. So let's just dive into some of the headlines that are really standing out to me. Let's jump into the first one. In case you guys missed it earlier today, it looks like, well, Judge Eileen Cannon has been dropping massive, massive bombs. And all she's just doing is she's exposing the documents that are being turned over by the prosecutors, special prosecutor Jack Smith, and, well, she's exposing their lies. Now, the prosecutor obviously wants them to redact all these documents. We spoke about this yesterday with Julie Kelly, who's been diving into all of this. And, well, Judge Cannon's not having it. And because of her bravery, we're now getting an inside look at how the prosecutors, especially specifically the DOJ, the Biden DOJ, has targeted President Donald J. Trump. And well, let's take a look at this tweet. This is just in addition to everything we spoke about yesterday. We'll highlight that in just a moment. This tweet from Julie Kelly highlights a specific portion in just documents that were just recently unsealed as of today. In these unsealed documents, it's actually pretty jarring because the lead prosecutor in all of this, who is Jay Bratt, well, he apparently threatened Stanley Woodward and his, who's the attorney for one of the other defendants in this case, who's works for Donald Trump, obviously. He was one of the individuals who was charged in the classified document case in Florida. Well, they're threatening, here, let this sink in. So they're threatening a judiciary nomination if he did not get into his client flipping against President Trump. Now, often we talk about this, right? It's the reason why they charge so many people who really don't have anything to do with the cases that are being brought up against President Trump. They're doing it to flip it. And ultimately here, what's happening is that they tried flipping one of the other defendants in this same classified documents case to go against the president. And so they're threatening this individual. It's all jarring. It's all deeply concerning, but it's not unexpected. It's what they're doing in Fulton County as well with the overcharging of just regular folks, people who had nothing to do with this. People were just door knockers in Georgia. Now, Kyle Becker has done a great news, has done a great job at just highlighting it, I should say. And he's going through what Julie Kelly has released, but he's simplifying it all. And in it, he's giving you probably like the top most important things that really stood out so far in the documents that are being released by Judge Cannon. In it, he's saying Jack Smith, who's the special prosecutor you mentioned, hid the fact that the National Archives had several conversations with the Biden White House about bringing charges against Donald Trump. Again, folks, they just made it seem like the National Archives brought this case to the DOJ and it wasn't the other way around. But now because these documents have been released and they have been unsealed, we know that wasn't the case. That was a lie. And Julie Kelly broke it down for us on our show yesterday. So you guys could go back to our interview with her if you wanted to get a deep dive into that. Now, also, they're going into about Garland lied about the independence of the investigation, what we just mentioned again. And then Biden DOJ instructed the National Archives on how to cover up their coordination efforts between the two. Again, we discussed that yesterday with Julie Kelly. It also detailed the Department of Energy and how they were able to somehow retroactively terminate President Trump's active security clearance. And again, folks, this highlights how the Biden regime is the actual criminals who need to be investigated here and not President Donald J. Trump. And ultimately, I'd have to say that is true. And thankfully, we have Judge Cannon on this case, who was just randomly selected to take on this case. And well, she is not being biased at all. She's being as fair as possible in this situation. And she's telling the special prosecutor, we will not back down and we will sit here and we will reveal all of these documents because they should not be redacted. And that is just so critical. And thankfully, she is bold enough to do just that. Now, speaking of corruption, you guys might remember this guy, FBI Director Christopher Wray. We talk about him all the time on this show. But the FBI director was sat down for an interview with NBC. And well, in this interview that Christopher Wray is doing, he is ultimately saying that the FBI does not surveil protests. Let's take a listen.
There's an environment right now we're seeing play out on some college campuses, the protests over what's happening in Gaza. Are you watching that warily? Are you concerned about threats emanating from these demonstrations?
Well, of course, demonstrations themselves are not something that we, the FBI, get involved in. But when violence ensues, that's when we get concerned, when you have threats of violence. And so we have seen Even before October 7th, we saw a significant increase, especially in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence. And since October 7th, that number has gone up quite substantially.
Are you actively monitoring these protests?
We don't monitor protests, but we do share intelligence about specific threats of violence with campuses, with state and local law enforcement, but we don't monitor protests.
You know what that sounds like, guys? That sounds like a lie. And he knows that. We know that the FBI monitors protests. We know, we've seen it before. We have actually seen them send their own in. And we know it because, well, they don't want to talk about it. So Mr. Christopher Wray over there is lying to the American people, but he knows about it. That's why he didn't get any pushback, of course, from that NBC anchor. They never really push back. They don't want to hold the intel community accountable. And so they ask these questions. And then once they realize they're not going to answer, they move on. Because they're all cowards. But we know that Christopher Wray does in fact have FBI agents, FBI informants who do show up to protests. We saw it all play out for January 6th. But speaking about these pro-Hamas protests that have been taking place all across the country, I mean, Christopher Wray wants to talk about them there. Let's talk about it briefly. Again, today, folks, there was a video that was coming out about all these protests popping up all around the country at college campuses. Who the heck is paying for these? That should be the first question Christopher Wray has to answer, because he should be looking into that. Obviously, people who don't have the best interest of the American people at heart are the ones who are paying for it. And we all know that they're supporting terrorists, and they probably don't even realize it themselves, these protesters. So obviously college kids are very vulnerable. They're individuals who do not have a high amount of income. And so might they show up to a protest if you offer them a little bit of cash? Absolutely. So we probably should be looking into just that. These aren't protesters that know why they're there. We've seen that before. They have no idea when you ask them why they're there. And they're getting violent. And that is the key point, all this. Now, earlier today as well, Mike Johnson did show up to Columbia University, the speaker, and he did speak there. He was heavily booed, but it wasn't for the actual reason that it should have been. It was because he was giving a pro-Israel stance on everything, which is very, very interesting. Let's jump into our next story. It has to do with New York and squatters. Now, here on this show, we've talked about it quite often. In the state of New York, squatters have more rights than landlords, but it looks like that's actually changing. And it's all because, thankfully, the governor really acted quickly, which rarely, rarely happens here. We all know that in New York, they are usually pro-criminals. But here, I guess it was just bad PR for the state. And so now they have officially changed the definition of the term squatters. Now, ultimately, what it means someone staying on a property without permission from its owner or the owner's representative. This wording, lawmakers say, will make it easier for police to intervene in squatting cases. And that's something that seriously needs to happen, because we all saw the images. We talked about it on this show. They literally dragged off homeowners who were trying to get their homes back in handcuffs for simply showing up to their property. Because, well, in New York, you could do things like that. So states like mine, Florida, we don't allow it. We quickly pass legislation to make sure that these things don't happen. And it looks like New York is catching on, which is refreshing. But then there's other states, of course, and other cities that aren't very, let's say, reasonable. Places like Detroit. Now, in this next package we're going to play, it comes from a local news station in Detroit. The anchor, it appears, is interviewing a squatter who has no issue being a squatter, and she tells you why. Take a listen.
If I left my house, mm-hmm. say for a month.
And a half.
Mm-hmm. You think you would be entitled to move in there?
Well,
take my stuff.
Well, it's a lot of. I'm not the only one that is squatting. It's a lot of other people on the block. If you want to be technical, you know, and a lot of people encouraged me to do what I'm doing now.
But she wants her place back.
Yeah, but I have put a lot of work in here, and I spent a lot of money. I am on a fixed income.
Is that power hooked up legit there?
My power is...
That's not legit.
It's not legit.
No, you stealing a little bit of power.
I am blessed.
What do you do for a living?
I receive Social Security. I don't have
what
no
happened?
Secrets.
Disability?
Yes.
What's your ailment?
I'm not going to say.
You know, that's her right.
It's hard to believe that that's real. Disturbing, woman's piece of garbage, obviously. But this is the reason why you got to kick squatters out. They think just because you put money into the home that you get to stay there. Disgusting, disturbing. I can't even. It's infuriating. So many Americans are trying to, you know, gather an investment, chip away at the American dream and get their little piece of it. And they're doing so through real estate. And then it's low lives like that who are sitting there and taking complete advantage of it. And the homeowners are forced to take on the financial burden of all of this, and it's bankrupting a lot of them. So it's disgusting that we're allowing this to take place in our country and allowing pieces like garbage like that to continue to collect Social Security, steal their neighbor's electricity, steal someone's property. And then guess what? They get to pick up and move on to the next house. And that's just how things work. It's disgusting. It's disturbing, but it's no surprise. This is what's going on in our country right now. And so many people just don't give a damn about hardworking Americans and the type of things that they have to do to stay afloat these days. And it's really, really just heartbreaking. So those are some of the headlines that I think you guys should be read up on. I'm so glad we were able to catch up on everything, but we've got a jam-packed program for you tonight. I've got a very interesting story coming from Mia Cathell, and well, you don't want to miss that one. It has to do with the wannabe trans mass shooter. This story is extremely disturbing and you don't want to miss it. We've also got Tommy Robinson for an exclusive interview since having his case dropped in the UK. It was an incredible story and he's going to join us in just a few moments to discuss. There's so much more to go through, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We are very excited to announce that we are teaming up with one of my favorite doctors, Dr. Syed Haider, to promote his program as well as he's helping us promote ours too. But ultimately, I got to tell you about the services because I use them all the time. I've been using these for months now, and it's one of my favorite go-to doctors. And the website's also mygotodoc.com, which just happens to be very funny in itself. But Dr. Haider is one of those doctors who, if you are dealing with anything related to COVID, he's your source for all of this. Let's say it's like long-term COVID issues that you're having. Maybe you're or a loved one is vaccinated and you're looking to overcome the side effects of getting the vaccine. He's got all of the resources that you guys will need on his website. So I highly recommend right now you head over to mygotodoc.com. That's mygotodoc.com and take a look at all of the things he does offer. He also has like weight loss programs, essential medical kits. If you're traveling around the world, this is something you're going to want, especially in your suitcase. So that's a great resource, as well as supplements he has on his website. And just for being a listener of our show, he's going to extend a 10% discount for our audience with the promo code BREE. That's B-R-E. You'll get the 10% off. So make sure you utilize that. And you can use that in the services and the medications as well. So it's definitely really, really important to do so. And again, folks, he's got this post-vaccine protocol that is incredible. If you have a loved one who's dealing with these side effects, this is something you want them to kind of look into. It is very, very important. So again, the website's mygotodoc.com and the promo code is BREE, B-R-E. And Dr. Haider is actually joining us tomorrow to talk about his services as well as ivermectin. He's a big advocate for ivermectin. He's the reason why I have it, and I was able to use it during COVID as somebody who's asthmatic. And normally for a cold, I need a nebulizer. I also have to go to the doctors. Sometimes I've had to go to the emergency rooms because it gets so bad. When I had COVID at the beginning of the pandemic, I didn't have any issues. And that's just me, my personal experience. Of course, everyone's different and I'm not a doctor, but it's just one of the key tools that I use in my home every single day. And you could also jump on that resource as well by going to mygotodoc.com and definitely use that promo code BREE if you want to save some money. Who doesn't want to save money? So save 10% off with BREE, B-R-E at checkout. We'll be right back. And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel. And well, if you have a liberal friend that you're looking to save, make sure you share this content with them.